1987. But though the pandemic caused financial hardship for many, many independent bookstores, it has sort of, in a way, paved the way for a mini boom of bookstore reopenings and reader interest, particularly when we're talking about smaller, owner-run, maybe even niche bookstores that have been opening. Cape Town has a very, very rich history of independent bookstores. One of my favorite Saturday's activities was to walk up Long Street, and whether it be Clark's or other bookstores, popping in there. It's sort of still kept alive with the Book Lounge in Roulant Street corner, Roulant and Buitenkant, keeping that memory or that ethos that of inner city independent bookstores alive. But there are others that have opened up along the way. One of my favorites, of course, is in Cork Bay. The Cork Bay bookstore, whenever I'm in that part of the world, simply just to go smell or enjoy the smell of books, simply just to go browse, it's absolutely fascinating. But in studio with us today, Andre Marie. He's the owner of the Surplus Radical Bookshop. Also waiting to get Peter Cato on the line. He is the CEO of the Kavda Bookshop. Many well-loved and previously loved books available at the Kavda Bookshop. But what's your experience with small, independent, owner-run, maybe even niche bookstores? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Andre Marie, thanks so much for joining us in studio. The Surplus Bookstore, you're not unfamiliar to particularly that part of Woodstock, but tell us about a post-pandemic project of opening up the Surplus Bookstore in Woodstock.
Hi. Good morning, Esther. Good morning, listeners. Yes, we're exactly 1 year and 3 months old. We started slap bang in the pandemic last year, Africa Day, 25th of May. We were meant to be around for 3 months, and here we are, a year and 3 months later. Mm. So we must be doing something right. Mm. Yeah, it has been a journey. It has been an amazing journey. And it's been difficult, of course, mm. very challenging. And but it's been extremely satisfying. Mm. And yes, with the help, of course, of many mm. people. Yeah.
What can readers find at the Surplus Radical Bookstore? Okay. And I think the name of the bookshop tells us a little bit about what type of literature and what type of books and material.
Yeah, look, you know, by the word radical, I mean it in a very broad way, eclectic way, all right, not in a narrow sense. So look, I like to call it, you know, a space to be human, right? Mm. A space to come and relax and to think about the world. And an activist space. Okay, so it's, you know, I think there's about 13 independent bookstores remaining in Cape Town right now. We're slightly different. We like mm. to see it as an activist space, all mm. right, of engagement, of coming together. You know, if you want to change, you know, my thing is, you know, I understand radical by not being passive, you know, mm. or being available for debate and the urgency of the now and the refusal, you know, to accept things. Okay, mm. so that's in our edge here, all right? Mm. So, yes, so it's been challenging. We're, you know, struggling to pay the rent, you know, and all kinds of things. And but here we are, still around, mm. right? And yes, and at my bookshop, all right, you'll find things around solidarity movements, international struggles, environmentalism, LGBTQ politics, mm. Art and culture, Marxism, anarchism, but it's also a very much a place of memory. All right, that although, you know, we've got of course new books, we've also got older mm. books, you know, kind of capturing the kind of a struggle of the past, in like in Cape Town, the struggle of political movements in Cape Town that some people might have forgotten about, like the non-European Unity movement, the Cape Action League, and so it's so.
Plays a big part. People can order books online, but as we have discussed and as it has been said, there's nothing quite like a book. You know, the batteries never go flat. The batteries never go flat on a book, and you can have it with you wherever you go 24/7. Online sales might affect things like novels, the latest novels. People are in a hurry. They get them online. They might be a few rand cheaper than the new books. But when it comes to secondhand books, there are so many that you can't get online. Historical books, old books, people that collect old books. Vintage books that have been around since, you know, I have books dating back to 1700, 1800. Wow. You can't get that online, you know. Beautifully illustrated art books.
Absolutely.
It's not the same on a Kindle. You need to turn the pages to see the color, to see the detail. You can't see that. So I think it's a great thing. And, you know, you can't shove a Kindle in a two-year-old's hands and say, well, here you are, here's a book. No, they need to have a book. They need to turn the pages. They need to have their mom or dad or granny sit down next to them and point out things. And that will install a love of books in children, which is what we want. They have to grow up with books to love books.
Cathy, tell me a little bit about your history and the history of Fortunate Finds there in Kenilworth.
Okay, Fortunate Finds, I've had a bookshop since 2002. I opened in Long Street in 2002 when it was still a big book street. You know, it was known as the Book Street of Cape Town. And then in 2008, my landlords gave me notice because the World Cup was coming to South Africa and they wanted to renovate the building and put up their rents. And I had to move out, which really devastated me at the time. But I found this little spot on the main road in Kenilworth, and it's been good for me. I don't get the tourists that I got in town, but, you know, suburbs are bustling places. People don't want to go into town anymore. It's not a pleasant place to go to sometimes. And so I changed my name. I used to be Serendipity Bookshop when I was in Long Street.
Wow. Okay. So I was a regular, I lived in Long Street for a while, and it was part of my Saturday morning ritual, a cup of coffee, maybe a croissant at Lola's, and then pop into Serendipity.
Right. Yeah, I remember Lola's well. No, and I moved to Kenilworth, but I found that there was a Serendipity Antiques. Well, the two names are the same. It would have caused much confusion. So I changed my name to Fortunate Finds, and I've been very happy. I've been very happy where I am. Kenilworth's a nice suburb. People come from Claremont, Rondebosch, Plumstead, Constantia, and I'm doing all right here.
I'm very glad. Cathy Sullivan, she's the owner of Fortunate Finds in Kenilworth. Give us some of your suggestions about maybe some hidden independent bookstore gems. We in studio with us is Andre Marie, is the owner of the Surplus Radical Bookshop in Woodstock. In the short while, we're going to be speaking to Mike Abrams, who's going to be talking about partnering with independent bookstores from inside out. But your calls and your thoughts, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.
Plays a big part. People can order books online, but as we have discussed and as it has been said, there's nothing quite like a book. You know, the batteries never go flat. The batteries never go flat on a book. And you can have it with you wherever you go 24/7. Online sales might affect things like novels, the latest novels. People are in a hurry. They get them online. They might be a few rand cheaper than the new books. But when it comes to secondhand books, there are so many that you can't get online. Historical books, old books, people that collect old books, vintage books that have been around since, you know, I have books dating back to 1700, 1800. Wow. You can't get that online, you know. Beautifully illustrated art books. Absolutely. It's not the same on a Kindle. You need to turn the pages to see the color, to see the detail. You can't see that. So I think it's a great thing. And, you know, you can't shove a Kindle in a two-year-old's hands and say, well, here you are, here's a book. No, they need to have a book. They need to turn the pages. They need to have their mom or dad or granny sit down next to them and point out things. And that will install a love of books in children, which is what we want. They have to grow up with books to love books.
Cathy, tell me a little bit about your history and the history of Fortunate Finds there in Kenilworth.
Okay, Fortunate Finds, I've had a bookshop since 2002. I opened in Long Street in 2002 when it was still a big book street. You know, it was known as the Book Street of Cape Town. And then in 2008, my landlords gave me notice because the World Cup was coming to South Africa and they wanted to renovate the building and put up their rents. And I had to move out, which really devastated me at the time. But I found this little spot on the main road in Kenilworth, and it's been good for me. I don't get the tourists that I got in town. But, you know, suburbs are bustling places. People don't want to go into town anymore. It's not a pleasant place to go to sometimes. And so I changed my name. I used to be Serendipity Bookshop when I was in Long Street.
Okay. Mm. So I was a regular, I lived in Long Street for a while, and it was part of my Saturday morning ritual, a cup of coffee, maybe a croissant at Lola's, and then pop into Serendipity.
Right. Yeah, below as well. No, and I moved to Kenilworth, but I found that there was a Serendipity Antiques. Well, the two names are the same. It would have caused much confusion. So I changed my name to Fortunate Finds, and I've been very happy. I've been very happy where I am. Kenilworth's a nice suburb. People come from Claremont, Rondebosch, Plumstead, Constantia, and I find I'm doing all right here, and I've been happy here.
I'm very glad. Cathy Sullivan, she's the owner of Fortunate Finds in Kenilworth. Give us some of your suggestions about maybe some hidden independent bookstore gems. We in studio with us is Andre Marie, is the owner of the Surplus Radical Bookshop in Woodstock. In the short while, we're going to be speaking to Mike Abrams, who's going to be talking about partnering with independent bookstores from inside out. But your calls and your thoughts, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.
The Morning Review with Lester Kivett.
Only on Cape Talk.
Lester, Liberty Books in Elgin is an atmospheric magical treat for both new and secondhand books. It's right on the N2. Don't drive past without stopping. You won't regret it. Like a plug there from Debbie. Definitely on the list. But let's go to Mike Abrams, talking about how bookstores, particularly independent bookstores, also become this place of discussion and dialogue and community. Andre was also talking about that bookstores aren't just places of where you browse in a very quiet environment. It's a place of actual, maybe, debate. It's a space of maybe contestation, throwing ideas about. Mike, you've worked with Andre in that particular space of using particularly independent bookstores, and not just for the very cordial book launch, but actually let's have dialogues, let's have arguments, let bookstores be our speaker's corner in our communities.
Yes, good morning, Lester. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Lester, I think the first thing is just to give Andre a big shout out for keeping the bookstore open and keeping the space open for us to engage with the kind of books that he offers. Cape Town has a rich struggle against oppression and a rich tradition of activism. And we should be able to go and read about it and understand it and understand struggles in other parts of the world. So keeping a space open for activists is really amazing. And thank you, Andre, for doing that.
Pleasure,
for us, from Inside Out, we have a partnership with the Book Exchange around a men's cafe, which we hold once a month on a Sunday at the Book Exchange, discussing and dialoguing about issues related to masculinities in our city. And I think being able to do that in partnership with a bookshop is very important for us, because it gives us access to the people who would come into the bookshop and buy and read books. But it also gives us a chance to dialogue and then look at books around the, what we've been dialoguing about. And it's got a lot of atmosphere, and it helps people to feel at home and relaxed and able to talk about things like masculinity.
On places like Speakers Corners, and particularly I think of the space in London, Andre, I wish we had a place. Wasn't the entrance of the gardens once for us
a
place of a Speakers
Corner?
So
strange you mention that, Lester. We have a kind of a version of the Speaker's Corner every Saturday morning in the lane along the bookshop, actually, where you're invited to come and talk about anything. It's just very much like in Hyde Park. So we have a kind of a lifty version, or should I say, no, not so much lifty. It's open to everybody to come and put a soapbox. All we provide is, you come with your own soapbox and you put it down there and you can rap about anything. Mm. It doesn't have to be political things. You can talk about the earth being flat if you want to.
But let's talk about that. You may have a niche, and you obviously have a bent. Have a store that you have a political philosophy.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, books shouldn't just be about, you know, absorbing one part. It's about absorbing as many influences as possible.
Absolutely.
And making up your own mind
about it. So I always say, you know, we as much about Karl Marx as we are about Groucho Marx. We as much about John Lennon as we are about Ilyich Lenin. Mm. You know, we
what
as
about Ayn Rand, eh?
And well, I was just about to say now, you know, we about Jordan Peterson as much as Oscar Peterson.
Okay.
We about Ayn Rand and other Rands. You know what I mean? So yes, no. I mean, it's just wide open as all of that. All right. Okay.
Yeah. We have some suggestions on good bookstores. Len, good morning. How are you doing, Len? Are you currently driving? I hope you're driving safely with a R300 with a hands-free kit. But what's your suggestion?
I don't actually have a suggestion. I just wanted to tell you about a bookstore in Fishhook.
Yeah.
And I don't live in Fishhook, but the person who's got the bookstore, what I like about him is that he has a background in military things.
Mm.
And although the bookstore doesn't only sell military things, what is interesting is that, you know, he does talk to people about military and things like, you know, he's a medal collector. He's a militaria boffin. And so he has that extra bit that he can share, and he sells some of those military things in the bookstore as well. So that's just an interesting guy to talk. It's called The Bookworm in Fishhook, for anybody that may be interested. The guy's name is Skulk Foster.
Mm.
So, you know, if that's your go. Then on another topic, totally different, my wife and I are involved in an animal rescue organization in Paul. And we use secondhand books as a fundraising effort, and we get people donate books to us. We have book sales on a regular basis. But the interesting part is that the type of books that people donate, sometimes there are serious gems amongst them, old books that people sometimes don't know what they are. So that is a place where I personally buy a lot of my books, and where a lot of people come and they say specifically, I'm looking for that. Have you got any?
Mm.
So that's just no serious suggestions. It's just a reflection on books, specifically secondhand books.
Oh, really thank appreciate you. That's
wonderful. Lee in Milnerton, the suggestions are coming thick and fast. Andre, Lee in Milnerton, good morning.
Good morning to you, Lester, an avid listener to Cape Talk. I just wanted to give a shout out to a little bookshop in Milnerton.
Mm.
A father and his two sons were laid off. They were in hospitality. They were laid off during COVID.
Mm.
Excuse me. And they are all avid readers. And they started selling their books, their personal collection from home on media. And it went so well, and they were so popular that the dad has invested now in the rental of a tiny, tiny bookshop in Zastron Street, opposite the Mongleton Police Station. And these two youngsters run this. It's called Claudison's. In other words, Claude and Sons. Claudison's. And, you know, these two youngsters are so enthusiastic. They are so happy to help source books for you. They know your preferences. Mm. And they're also open to swapping, although the object of the exercise is to buy their books. You know, I mean, they can't pay their rent to swap books. Mm. But I generally buy their books, take it back, and swap and buy again. Yes. But I really would love to encourage people to pop in there. Their books are all in fabulous condition.
Oh, Lee and Mullerton, really appreciate it. We're running out of time, unfortunately, Andre. But just your closing remark. Why is it important to not only continue a culture of reading, a culture of participating, sure, but also a culture of supporting, particularly the independent bookstores, the number that we've not only as businesses for them to sustain themselves, but to continue this conversation in this particular city.
Very important. And that's not only a plug for my bookshop. I mean, we have 13 other independent shops in Cape Town, and I think they all deserve your support. So, of course, you know, come to Surplus Bookshop in Albert Road, but support bookshops in general. Mm. It's, you know, it's part of our it's the best way of being human, I think. You know, reading, you know, that's what I mean. And yes, I think please, you know, I'm not saying don't go to the wealthy book chains, the popular books, maybe chains. I don't want to mention them, but please, you know, support the independent bookshops.
It's about those gems and things. That
absolutely, I mean, I've got some extraordinary stuff in my bookshop. You know, real archival stuff.
Do you know what I just in my last point? You know what I absolutely love, and I know. Yeah. Don't desecrate the book. Don't damage. But I actually enjoy. Sometimes I'll find second book with people making notes.
Well, that's all part
margin.
Of it.
I wouldn't do it myself, but I appreciate that when I see someone who's studied a particular book or had a thought and then make a little either pencil or
that's all part of the experience.
It's very much an experience.
No. We aren't precious about books. Okay. You need to read it, and not it's not a museum piece. You've got to read it. So you know that it looks a little bit tatty as all part of the history of that particular book. You know,
Andre Murray, he's the owner of the Surplus Radical Bookstore. It is in Albert Road, 302 Albert Road in Woodstock.
Go very support. Close to the
Well, if you're going to go to the Biscoe Mall, go be bougie there. Go be bougie at
there you go
at the Surplus Bookstore. Andre, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, Lester.